This episode of eHealth Radio is brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that is eunatural.com.
This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare. As we know it, for more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're visiting with ex-NFL kicker Sean Connolly, formerly of the Detroit Lions, Indianapolis Colts, and the New York Jets, suffering a career-ending injury from overtraining. He began practicing yoga as part of his rehabilitation and soon embraced yoga's mindfulness, meditation, and philosophy as a new life direction. His new book is The Point After, How One Resilient Kicker Learned There Was More to Life Than the NFL. And Sean, great to have you with us, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Yeah, thank you very much, Eric. I'm really excited to be here. Appreciate it.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome. A pleasure to have you with us here today. So tell us, for starters, what actually inspired you to write this book, The Point After?
Yeah, well, so for me, you know, I was probably one of the more unlikely people to ever get into yoga and meditation. I was, you know, from a young age, always, you know, I was going to be an NFL football player. That's all there was going to be. So for many years, you know, from age 8 till, you know, to my mid 20s. So for almost 20 years, it was football, football, football. Along the way, I suffered some injuries, and my wife got into yoga, you know, near the end of my career, but I never listened to her. Until the very end, until my career ended. But after my career did end, yoga, you know, changed, you know, my mindset, you know, 'cause I had a really hard time getting over my career. You know, it ended basically, not on my own terms. You know, I was, you know, very, very close a few times, you know, having a long career with the Jets, the Colts, the Lions, but it didn't work out. So I had those wounds, I guess you could say, to work with, but also my body. But yoga helped heal my body. What I didn't expect to have with yoga, I just thought it was a physical practice. It also helped my mind and my attitude, and in a way I changed the way I treated my body. So what happened was, you know, I've been teaching yoga now for 20 years. It's just done so much for me that I thought, you know, writing this book, maybe there'd be some other people out there who, you know, who haven't taken up yoga or meditation. Maybe if they read this book from someone who, you know, was a long shot to ever embrace it, may take it up, and it may help them as well, either with their body and mind, maybe both, would be the hope.
Well, it certainly is all quite interesting. Any football fans out there, I'm sure, finds it specifically interesting as well. If you would, tell us a little bit about the book. Hit on some of the highlights there, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it starts off where it's definitely a book about resiliency. You know, I played multiple sports growing up, but in high school I decided to take an unusual route to Division I football. I decided to not play football, and just because I was a kicker, I figured I could just kick on the side. So it seemed like a decent plan, at least in my mind it did at the time. But then when I went to college, the first college I went to, they allowed me to walk on, but then when I got there, the coach had a change in heart or change in mind, and told me he wasn't interested in having me on the team. So I fell into like a big depression there, and, you know, thought my dream was over. So I just went through this crazy route trying to get to a Division I school. I eventually went to found myself at the University of Pittsburgh, and my senior year I ended up walking on there. After transferring, and I had six guys ahead of me on the depth chart, but from spring football starting in February to August, I worked my way up, and I eventually became the starting kicker. So it's, you know, it's a big story in terms of just, you know, being like a long shot and what hard work can do for us, but also, you know, the big part of it is just overcoming setback after setback. You know, the story, I chronicle all the different ups and downs, and there was probably, you know, more downs than ups until I made it to the NFL. And then that's a big part of the story again. Like once I got there, that all of a sudden it was, you know, the dream ended a few years shortly after that. I think what's unique about the book, I hope, is that, you know, most sports stories are usually about like all the successes and about, you know, someone who has a very long career, maybe makes it to the Hall of Fame someday. And my story is different, where it's more about, you know, a lot of the players, you know, the average career of NFL players is 2.5 years. And that's pretty much where I fall. And so, you know, if someone's interested in a story about what most NFL players go through, you know, the fear of constantly like losing their job at any moment. Like I give stories about, you know, when I was in training camp, there's this guy called the Turk, and the Turk is a coach on the staff. Usually it's a coach that's not very well known. Maybe he is an assistant to the defense, you know, just has this, you know, unusual role. And he's the guy who will walk through the, you know, through the dorm or wherever we're staying and knock on your door and tell you to, you know, get your playbook. That's usually the words. It's get your playbook. The coach wants to see you. And so, you know, I give a lot of insight about what it's like to be in a training camp and, you know, under that pressure of, you know, each day could be your last day or your last play. And then eventually, you know, the book is how I eventually reinvented myself, like I mentioned earlier, as this unlikely career as a yoga teacher, and how I eventually found out, you know, there's a heck of a lot more to life than football. So that's a little synopsis of it.
Certainly do appreciate your sharing some of the highlights on the book. Now, I'd be curious as well, how does one go from an NFL player to a yoga and meditation teacher?
Well, for me, probably if it wasn't for my wife who talked me into it, it probably would have never happened. When she opened up her yoga studio in 2000, this was a few years after my NFL career ended. Yoga was pretty new on the scene here in America, and especially in Pittsburgh. She was the only teacher. Well, then she hired another teacher, and then that teacher moved. And so she told me I had no choice but to start teaching. So that's how it happened for me. But, you know, I definitely, even though she had to talk me into it, I did believe into it. Like, as I mentioned earlier, it just did so much for me to, you know, to get over the, you know, the reality that my career was over, and also like what it did for my body, you know, because with all the injuries I had, I tried everything to fix my back. I went to chiropractors, all sorts of different healers, and you know, took pills for pain. I tried everything, and you know, I would get some temporary relief, but nothing worked long term. But yoga did, and so for me, I just really believed in it, and how it could help people. So when she, you know, really wanted me to get going and start teaching, you know, that something inside me told me this is my way to give back, and I've been teaching ever since for the past 20 years. So I love it.
And certainly happy for you that you found your place and are enjoying your life after the NFL. Now, here's what your adrenal system needs: zinc, ashwagandha, holy basil, and rhodiola. What it doesn't need is another cup of coffee. Get natural support at unatural.com. Take 15% off of our 100% pure formula with eHealth 15 at checkout on unatural.com. Again, that's eHealth 15 at eunatural.com. Today, we're visiting with ex-NFL kicker Sean Connolly, who suffered a career-ending injury from overtraining. His new book is The Point After, How One Resilient Kicker Learned There Was More to Life Than the NFL, and he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Yoga Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, talk to us about the title. What does the title mean, The Point After?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, so The Point After, In football, after a touchdown, you know, touchdown counts for 6 points. There is one point after you kick an extra point the kicker comes out, kicks it through the goalpost and 20 yards out, and that counts for 1 point. That's the point after. How I came up with the title is when in my NFL career I scored 1 point, and it was the point after. And where that works into the whole story is, for me, you know, everything I thought everything, you know, I would be happy when I was a football player, but then what I realized, you know, afterwards is there was so much more to that. And so for me, what I learned is, like, there's a point after, and the point after is, you know, it was a play on words, that there's more to life than football. So that's where it comes from.
I like it, and very clever on your part with the play on words there. Who else should love this book beyond sports fans? Describe the reader who ought to know about this title.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the casual sports fan or hardcore sports fan would definitely love it. But I think, you know, anyone looking just to read a story about, you know, like an underdog or resiliency, or, you know, just making the most out of every moment. You know, the book is, you know, contains all kinds of life lessons. And I think, you know, everybody seems to have read it, gets different stories out of it and how they can relate. I think we all have, you know, stories or you know, something that's happened in our life where there's something that we put everything into. We wanted something to work out a certain way. And you know, everything was about that goal or accomplishing that thing having, you know, this way of life. But I think anyone looking for a story that they can relate to about how, you know, life doesn't always go the way as planned, but there's still so much more to life, to value our friends, our family, our health, that, you know, I think that story is a universal story.
Mr. Connolly, really awesome to have had you with us today. Can't thank you enough for your time spent with us here today on the program. Again, folks, the title of the book is The Point After, How One Resilient Kicker Learned There Was More to Life Than the NFL. Where can listeners get more information, not only about you, but on your books as well?
Yes, yeah, I appreciate that. So the best way would be on my website, which is seanconnolly.net. Just spell with my name, SEANCONLEY.net. And then on my website, I have all these different ways to purchase the book, but also if anyone is interested at all in learning about yoga or meditation, there's videos on there. I have blog posts, you know, to help people who are brand new to it, to just find ways to ease into the practice. And so it's pretty, you know, there's different resources on there for, you know, beyond just the book, but also yoga and meditation. So it's seanconnolly.net. I appreciate you asking. Thank you.
And you're certainly more than welcome, and certainly a pleasure to have had you with us. And once again, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. It was a lot of fun. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with ex-NFL kicker Sean Connolly, formerly of the Detroit Lions, Indianapolis Colts, and the New York Jets, who suffered a career-ending injury from overtraining. His new book, once again, is The Point After, How One Resilient Kicker Learned There Was More to Life Than the NFL. And for further details, simply visit seanconnolly.net. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.
This episode of eHealth Radio was brought to you by UNatural, empowering your health for those who burn the candle at both ends. Vitality combines potent super ingredients like zinc, ashwagandha, and holy basil to provide adrenal support, manage cortisol, fight fatigue, relieve stress, and maintain focused energy. Order now on unatural.com, risk-free for 90 days. Again, that's eunatural.com.